The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at hearustalk.com/who is he.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the splendor that is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for downloading this. And thank you for setting our little thing here as the soundtrack of whatever else you'd rather not hear, rather not experience, and rather not remember or be good at. All of those things. With me, as always, a bald man who is afraid of, well, let's just say everything. Your friend, my friend, occasional rude pain in the ass bald fuck, the germ freak. Frank, how you doing, buddy?
You said bald twice, didn't you? All right, you know what?
You know what? You deserve right, bald hold up, twice.
Hold up. I'm telling you right now, I'm hearing echo. I'm hearing myself. So it's going to be a problem.
Well, relax. I'll fix it, okay? How's that?
Testing, 1, 2. I still hear it.
How's that?
Testing. I still hear myself.
Why do you hear yourself?
I don't know.
Are you perhaps jerking off? Why is it that you've decided to configure your hardware differently?
Testing, 1, 2, 3. I'm not configuring anything hardware.
Configuring anything hardware? What the fuck are you talking about? Do you have the show open in a web browser? Are you listening to the show?
Testing.
You actually hear fucking an echo.
I hear myself talking.
Well, then guess what, Frank? We're going to have a fucking problem.
Damn right we are.
Yeah. Can you get over it or no? I got to say, your inability to get over it really shows how you know when they talk about athletes. And they're like, yeah, you know, Ted Williams, he won the batting championship with a broken arm. And he never even complained about it. Didn't say a thing. No one even knew until after the season. And he revealed that he'd be taking some time off and not training. Well, why is that? That's unlike him. Oh, he's got a broken arm. Wow, what a hero. Way to just keep forging ahead in spite of error, pain.
Do you want me to call you again?
Probably never again in my life. Do I want
you? No. On here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, why don't you give that a shot? Why don't we just give that a goddamn shot? Look at this. This is just fucking hideous. Absolutely fucking hideous. I guarantee it's some issue on his end. I don't know. I'm tired of it right now. I'm tired of troubleshooting technological issues. I'm tired of trying to explain to people that don't want to get it. There's a point where you want to get things. And you want to learn things, and it's good to have those things explained to you. But then there's another point where you find yourself explaining something to someone who is not going to want to fucking know it. They want a goddamn switch that they can flip and the lights go on. That's it. And Frank is one of those people. He wants a goddamn switch. He wants to flip it. And he wants the lights to go on. And the lights would be anything. Anything involving more than one step, he wants it to be easier. And I don't fault him. Why would he do anything, you know, too difficult or beyond his means? I don't know. Frank, are you still hearing yourself? I mean, could you at least try?
Testing.
Testing. Did you hear?
Testing. Quiet! Testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, it's okay now.
Oh, good. Thank you. By the way, nice way
to... It was my idea to start over again.
Yeah, nice idea. That whole, you know, that whole I don't want to talk before the show start thing starts. You just kind of cough into the microphone because you want to make your big entrance.
Well, if you didn't call me until the last minute, maybe we could have did some mic settings. But you know,
I actually didn't call you.
It was 9:15, and you know, I got the show wasn't starting yet, so I didn't know what was going on here.
Now you know what it's like, Frank.
Did you send me a text this afternoon saying we're starting at 8:40? And it was 9:15, and the store hadn't started yet, so.
Yeah, but now you know what it's like when it's 9:05, and I'm just texting you to get your ass to saunter down basement steps.
It's, you know, I don't even know what weeks are doing shows now, because you skipped last week. You didn't even tell me. Like, I'm supposed to fucking know. You think you would tell your co-host you're not doing a show.
Well,
and you're like, oh, I put it on Twitter. Okay, so that's we're gonna correspond via Twitter. Okay, Sparky,
I posted it on Twitter. You happen to live on Twitter. You posted.
I don't live on Twitter.
I do live on Twitter.
Why don't you send me a goddamn text message or something? Say, you know what? I'm too tired. I get home late. I'm not going to do a show tonight. Okay? I purposely did not go to a movies with my family to stay and do the
show. Shut the fuck up.
It's the goddamn truth. I was going to go see.
Oh, yeah. And you missed out on the greatest thing of all time.
Because we were doing a show, and then my
there. You know, sometimes I'd like to just stick you with a pin. Just fucking poke you with some kind of a pin over and over again until I feel satisfied. And don't call me Sparky. You called me Sparky? You rotten fuck.
Of endearment.
Well, you're not being very endearing, are you? You're berating me. What you're trying to do is cut me down.
I'm showboat.
You're showboating? Mm-hmm. Can you explain how you're showboating?
I'll get my point across the way I have to.
Well, that's
taking
not
heads and letting heads roll and taking no prison. Then, goddamn, it's going to be that way.
Wow, you just like barely finished one word in that sentence.
I can't. I love you.
Who are you talking to?
Hold on.
You're not telling me this.
Love you.
Who is that? Who's on the microphone?
Luke and Lauren.
Can you tell them to try and be funny because their father can't be?
All right. Good night.
Weirdo.
All right. Come on. Go to bed. I love you. I'll check up on you a little bit.
Good night.
All right.
Yeah, you heard me. You're stupid.
All right.
Wow. I can't believe your kids talk to you like that.
He was talking to you, actually. He was talking into the microphone. So anyway, so what's going on?
Wait, hold on. Your son called me stupid?
Apparently.
That little motherfucker.
He sent you a voice text on Xbox.
Oh, I didn't get it. You want to know why? Because as an adult, I've grown. I've decided to have the ability to tear myself away from the fucking TV, like your son never learned to do.
Well, he's only 8 years old,
yeah,
so
yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah. He's spending 12 hours in front of graphic scenes of prostitutes being hollowed out.
You know what? Until you have kids, you have no right to preach.
When I have kids and they're old enough, as old as Luke are, there will be hologram games. There will be fucking Grand Theft Auto, like, realistic holograms that can occur in your fucking living room, and they still wouldn't be able to play. I would not let them play it. You know, when I was a kid and I played video games, it was never the violence of them. And again, I don't really give a shit if he fucking kills people with cars and guns or whatever. I really don't care. It's just, you know, it should be you that gives a fuck.
You know what?
Fuck.
Somebody sent him you know how you with Xbox they can send you messages? Like,
well, you
text
just said
messages.
He sent me one. But so
no,
someone's
no,
sending it to him?
Somebody sent him one. It says, fuck you, pussy. So he said to me, he says, Daddy, what's puzzy mean?
Oh, God. So he can almost read. He's at that.
Now, why is Ed McGrath Ed, I'm in the middle of doing the DJ Newstyle show. Why the fuck would you be calling me on my cell phone?
Because it's that time for the fucking phone bone. You two are...
What?
What?
Okay.
Tell him to shut... Tell him to hang up on him. Tell him to go to bed. Tell him to go the fuck to sleep.
All right.
You know, you two are fucking notorious as being like an ambiguously gay duo. Like, anybody that has met both of you are like, what's the deal with those guys? Are they like...
Shut the fuck up.
Are they homos?
Hey.
What?
Remember how you... I don't know if I should be saying this, but remember he said he was obsessed with me one time?
Yeah, he said he was obsessed with you, for Christ's sake. That's like something that, that's like lyrics from a fucking a Boys to Men song.
But he also wrote a song about me.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So the same Ed McGrath that a couple weeks ago basically poured his little schoolboy heart out on our show and said that he was obsessed with you. Said he wrote a song about you?
Well, it's just one line, really.
But, okay, so it's like a lot of instrumentation, or does he just repeat it over and over?
I guess he just had one line that he thought was clever, and he said he wrote a song, but it was pretty much
Can you try to at least maybe sing it?
I don't remember.
Then why would you bring it up? If you can't fucking deliver, why would you bring it up?
I don't remember what the fucking song is.
It's like the milkman coming with empty bottles. Like, hey, you know what was going to be in here, right? You know, sorry about your dry Captain Crunch, you rotten fuck.
Bottles.
What?
By the way, kudos to Keurig again.
Oh, you mean
they sent me the third machine?
Oh, you finally have your third Keurig machine.
Keurig. Let's see how long this one fucking lasts for.
I'm telling you, filter your water before you put it in. You're just putting that.
What are you
fucking
filtering? I'm gonna sit there and fucking filter water every 2 seconds. What are you crazy?
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean every 2 seconds? Like the act of filtering water is heart's war, and you'll never be fucking torn away from the countertop.
Water comes from the faucet.
Yes, it does.
We don't have a faucet.
Get a fucking a pitcher, a Brita filter. Get a pitcher.
What do I want to look at a pitcher for?
You know what? You're first of all, I know you're not that dumb, and second of all, I hoped you were funnier. I honestly prayed and hoped that you'd be funnier than that. Hey, get a goddamn Brita water filter, or whatever the fuck it is.
We have a water filter in our refrigerator.
Well, then do you use it from there? Do you get the water from there?
No,
you just do it right from the goddamn fucking drain.
You can't get the reservoir into there; it won't fit.
And so you can't solve the problem of moving water.
First of all, it has nothing to do with filtered water.
It does. You're hard water. I bet you when you turn it on all the way hot. By the way, when you turn it on all the way hot, I bet you it looks like fucking like pina colada. It's like fucking all white. There's all minerals in it. That water.
Do you like getting caught in the rain?
You know what? I really will stick some kind of a fucking sharp metal.
Did I tell you what happened with
my I really want to pierce your flesh with something sharp. What did you say?
My underground sprinklers. Did I tell you what happened?
Somebody's doing good. Underground sprinklers. Somebody's doing good. You guess you can't complain anymore.
No, they were here when I bought the house. But listen to me. When I had my new cable put in, remember a couple of months ago I had accidentally sliced my internet cable?
Yeah, you cut the Comcast cable to your house.
Yeah, I yanked down the cord and
because you're a fucking dope and you don't think. So you actually ripped it out. You just ripped it out with your dumb...
I yanked it.
And it's not like you were surgical about it. You were furious that this thing was there.
Right.
You probably cursed the previous owners and you just ripped it from the fucking house.
Yeah, I was saying to the previous owner, he's leaving an extension cord in underground. What's the thing?
Fucking fire hazard! And ripping it out. And now then they had to dig a trench. A huge trench.
What happened was they dug the trench and put the new cord in, they nicked my underground water sprinkler system.
Oh,
and
shit.
I didn't realize, and I only first put my underground water sprinklers on last week, and you know how when crude oil bubbles up from the ground?
No, I why? Because you've seen the Beverly Hillbillies? Is that why? Up through the ground came the bubbling crude. Like you had to even use bubbling. Okay, yeah.
So that's what it looked like. Only it was with water. And
gross.
I put two and two together and realized that it was there, so they had to come and fix it.
Yeah, I mean, well, what else would it be?
No, the cable company had to come and fix it because they're the ones who screwed it up.
To put two and two together, there'd have to be a possibility of it being something else. Did you just think that some natural spring formed under your fucking lawn?
Have you ever been to a natural spring?
No, I haven't. Now, Frank, I understand there was a wiffle ball game this weekend. How'd you guys do, you and Ed?
I was unable to make it. How'd you do? Did you go?
Oh, I didn't go. No, my family was up to visit, so I couldn't go.
Up to visit?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a concept of having relatives that don't live exactly near you.
Yeah,
and I know that you have a work in progress family tree of my fucking family that you are proud of, but there are people you might not necessarily know about, like my aunt and uncle. live in Toms River, New Jersey. Thank you very much. And they were up to visit and showed him the house whenever I did.
Showed him the abode, huh?
Yeah. Now, what is there any truth to the rumor that the reason you didn't want to go is because there'd be new people who didn't know your backstory? Is that
my
the
backstory?
You were afraid that people wouldn't understand
you? That's what I told you, but that's not the real reason I didn't go.
You did tell me that you said, dude, there's going to be a lot of people there.
And how come you didn't? How come whenever there's
going to be
event,
there's going to be a lot of people there, and you know they're just not going to they're not going to know what I'm about.
No, I don't think so. I never said that.
You did tell me that. Don't you fucking lie.
No, I didn't. I swear to God on my family, I never said that. I said I wasn't able to make it. I wanted to go, but we had the sprinkler guys come, and I had they were coming to fix it on Saturday, and I knew if I wasn't here, it would have never gotten done. So I had to make a decision.
And you did to not go. I wonder if Ed went.
I don't know.
Well, I bet you. You know, Ed, don't bother calling in. You didn't know it was show night. You don't deserve to call in. Ed didn't show up, as a matter of fact. So you know why Ed didn't show up? He checked his Frank calendar. And he saw that Frank wasn't going to be anywhere, so he knew he had a free day. Ed is you and Ed are inseparable, and you love to bicker and put on some kind of fucking.
How come whenever there's an event,
fucking lockhorns
via Facebook? Why is that? You never decide to respond to it, because I know you've gotten the message, because you've mentioned to me before that you received the invitations, but decide to never respond whether you're not going or not. Why is that?
A lot of times when I'm on Facebook, I'm on my phone, and you know.
But there are times when you're not.
Yeah, but that's
okay. So why? How long does it take for you to say, like with Jeff Shane's barbecue, you never respond to that barbecue? How long would it take for you to say yes, I'm going, or no, I'm not going? It's a 50-50 shot.
Well,
no?
Thank you for working out the odds. I was going to try and look up Bayes' theorem to figure out the probability, but now you did tell me it was 50-50, so I appreciate that.
Right.
You fucking dick.
Well, actually, it's 33%, so you could say yes, no, or maybe, and you decided not to even answer it at all. Well, how long would it have taken you to answer one of those three questions?
So let me ask you this. By designating maybe, are you really making a decision?
You're making a decision that you might go.
What if I don't put anything down? What am I?
I'm saying why.
So
why
here's the thing. Here's the thing. If I have to designate maybe that I'm going, then what does nothing mean to you?
Because about a couple years
ago, let's say you have a party and then you invite 20 people and none of them say anything. Would you assume that they're not coming?
So that's what your intentions are. That's what your thing is. If you don't say you're going to come, then that you don't come. Is that what it is?
Well, I mean, if I say I'm going, I'll go.
Right.
That's just it.
So DJ Newstyle, if he doesn't respond, that's pretty much means he's not going to go. Is that how it is?
I think that's a fair bet.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, feel free not to invite me formally. That's okay. That's fine. If you want to casually mention that something's happening, something's going on. Like, Frank, let's say you have some kind of a an event at your house where friends are welcome like that. But let's just say you did, and you had people over, and you had a nice patio little fucking get-together, a little fucking layout. We're all out there on chaise lounges with whatever concoction Donna just decided to throw together that morning with whatever ingredients she has. I don't know, fucking chopped meat. Whatever, just like chopped up and lightly pan-fried with a little umbrella in it. And you've put invitations out on Facebook, you know, you can just call me and let me know you're having something. You don't need it in fucking writing. You know, you talk to me, you communicate, right?
By the way, I want to wish my lovely wife happy birthday. Today's her birthday today.
Is today really her birthday?
Yes, 42 years young.
Well, I'd also like to say happy birthday to Shawnee Murphy. And then, of course, Donna's. Happy birthday, Donna. So, Shawnee Murphy and Donna sharing a birthday is pretty fucked up. It's crazy. You couldn't get more right or left of the spectrum. Two very, very different people. Why? Because one of them likes you. I'm just fucking around. Shawnee Murphy likes you, too. Don't feel bad about that. Now, Frank, you do anything special for your wife on her birthday? Maybe wake her up with a little how do you do? Roll over, go down under the covers a little bit?
No, not, no. Uh-uh.
Just fucking give her one of your patented face massages. Anyway, Frank, what did you do for her today? It's her birthday, after all. It's a very special day.
Well, she went to Great Adventure with the kids.
So she went to Great Adventure with the kids, but not with you?
I had too much work to do.
Did you even wish her a happy birthday, apart from the one on the show just now?
Of course.
When did you say it? What time?
When I first got up.
So wait, was she sleeping still, or did you wait for her to get up? Who cares? Well, tell me something else, Frank. What's going on in your life? Really, I need to know why you're so on edge. Because, you know, you snapped at me about not doing the show last week, and I apologized. And you snapped at me today because I didn't start on time. When the truth is, half the time, maybe every episode, I'm waiting for you.
Okay.
So what's the deal with you? What's got you all fucking wound up? I mean, is it your health?
I'm just telling it like it is.
I'm trying to fucking deconstruct you here because you seem a little bit more of an. Don't take this the wrong way. You don't understand we're friends, right?
Okay.
Yes, you understand we're friends.
Sure.
And I would just try and tell you things that maybe you could better yourself, and the only criticism I'd give you would be constructive. Do you understand that?
Yes, thank you. Yes, how can I better
myself?
You're
being kind of a fucking
guy 10
cunt.
Years younger than me.
You're being.
Go ahead.
Oh, are you trying to say that that I could never help you or give you good advice?
No, I mean, you're over here. You know, I can't wait to hear what your advice is. Go ahead, Mr. Well, Omnipotent.
No, Omnipotent? Really?
Right.
Can you fucking get a new Word a Day calendar or at least use it? Because you're using them wrong. Frank, what I want to know is what situation would you need advice for? I mean, there's something different about you today in the way you're responding to me. I don't know, is it your health, your mental state? What's the fucking deal with you?
Nothing.
What is different?
I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. I'm going to tell her how I feel. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. All right, Frank. So you have nothing that you want to tell me at all that I have to fucking Here, hold on. Let me get my fucking pliers so I can pull it out of your fucking mouth and look at the tooth that I just ripped out of your jaw. Did you not fucking tell me that you had some shit you wanted to mention? Why is it so fucking hard to get you to talk about something? That's what I want to know.
Because I don't know where the fuck you're going.
You told me things, you fuck.
Are you talking about my ass?
You told the world about it. Why don't you say it on the fucking show, you douche?
I have come to the conclusion that the reason I have anal itch is because from hemorrhoids.
So you have hemorrhoids is what you're saying.
Right.
Have you ever had them before?
I had them all along and I didn't know it.
Oh, so you've been really rubbing hard on a goddamn hemorrhoid.
Yes.
And so what happened was I'm going at it like sandpaper you described it as too.
Right. I bought Preparation H.
Okay.
Now has an attachment to it called an applicator. It's a long, pointy thing that you screw onto the cap, onto the nozzle.
Okay. You know. All right.
And the nozzle, not only does the lubricant or the ointment go through the head of the applicator, but it goes on the. There's little holes on the side of the applicator, and it goes in the sides of the applicator
to make it go in a little easier.
Right, like it goes in this, like so it'll go on the anal wall.
So you basically shove this thing in and
squirt. That's the problem I'm having.
You can't get it in.
If it's going in my asshole or not.
How big is this applicator? How big is a tube actually of Preparation H? Are we talking like toothpaste tube?
It's maybe like a travel size
toothpaste, like about three pencils kind of taped together.
Yeah.
And you're basically shoving that in, and you don't know if it's in your ass.
I don't know if it's just going in my crack or if it's going in my anus. I can't tell. I can't tell if I'm penetrating my asshole.
Do you have no feeling in your ass? Like,
I don't think I have a feeling in my asshole anymore. That's the problem. I think from 3 or 4 years of constantly scratching,
you've done so much damage.
I don't think I have I don't think I can feel my rectum.
I think it's time for you to retire from porn. Do you realize you're now in a strata of humans with retired gay porn stars? Like you and anal queen porn stars are the only people that, that wear their assholes out.
You remember that scene in The Godfather when...
Yes, when Vito had his asshole prolapsed and he could no longer feel his anus. It was amazing. Very well shot, thoughtfully shot, and well lit. What scene were you talking about?
I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. I don't know.
What's going on? Who are you talking to?
My wife is having trouble.
Tell Donna I said. Tell Donna I said happy birthday. Fuck the camera. Tell her I said happy birthday.
I said happy birthday. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, good. Good. Fucking slammed the door on me. You know what? Bad birthday.
That was me, you dummy.
I hope you have an angry birthday. Whatever. How about that? Okay? That's by the way, Frank Market, that's the last time I'll ever wish her a happy birthday ever again.
Hey, dumbass, that was me closing the door,
yeah,
you idiot.
You know what? I'm sorry, Frank, but it's never going to happen again. Have a fucking miserable birthday. Thank you. The remaining few hours, I honestly hope you get a stomach ache. And then I hope you get confirmation that you'll be with Frank forever because both of you are immortal. That's how bad I want your birthday to be. So you have an issue now.
The Godfather scene where Jack Waltz gets up with a horse's head in his bed?
Yes.
And there's blood all over the place. Well, I had the same situation minus the horse head in my bed.
You woke up and there's just,
I was,
just
my
blood
ass
everywhere?
Was bleeding all over the place.
And it was obvious that it's your ass, obviously. Cause it's
well, because right, it was right near that area where my ass lays down.
Oh, God damn it. You are a fucking terrible... I don't know how she lives with you. I don't know how she fucking lives with you. Waking up in a... Like, you are now engaging or exhibiting behaviors and properties of people that you're not even... You're not them. Like, the porn stars who can't feel their assholes. The old men who just fucking bleed uncontrollably and inexplicably from their assholes. And hope it's some kind of a cyst that popped or something. Yeah, Frank, are you sure that you have a hemorrhoid? Because, I mean, I don't think they just spontaneously burst open like that.
Have you ever had a roid?
Never, but, I mean, I don't know. I would – fuck. Have you had a doctor looking at it? I mean, well, that's another thing. On a previous show, you described your trip to the doctor where he gave you like Lotrimin or whatever, right?
I went there because I had dry skin on my ass.
Oh, so you think it elevated from there?
Right.
So are you praying that you could be back at that horrible point? Like, you remember that show? We really thought that was the low point of your life, but now somehow you found a way to make it worse. Where you have mornings where you just are basically praying you didn't bleed the bed like a like a little kid will wet the bed because they haven't grown into their bladder. You will bleed the bed because you haven't grown into your dirty ass. I don't know. I mean, is there anything that you could do to get your mind off of the bleeding ass? Is there anything like, I don't know, do you you didn't go to the movies tonight, but do you, I don't know, have any hobbies or do you watch a TV show or something like
that? I watch a wonderful
just get your mind off the pain
program. Well, it used to be wonderful, but I'm very dismayed with it.
Seinfeld?
No. Are you familiar with something called Big Brother?
Let me tell you. I am not only familiar, I've seen every minute of that show.
Really? I'm surprised.
You could quiz me.
I thought you were again. All
right. Go ahead and quiz me right now. I've seen every minute of it.
Who is currently head of household?
Look. Okay. H of H.
H-O-H.
I say of, okay? Because that's what they said originally. I'm sorry that I go back and
oh, so you watched the show originally?
I told you. I just watched every minute of it. I even watch at work. I watch the 24-hour feed. I've done that every season.
I find that hard to believe, but go ahead.
I have a special, set of glasses that allows me to watch TV while I'm working. I do that. I watch it. The HOH is fucking Ryan. Ryan is the HOH right now. You know?
Ryan.
And the thing about him being HOH is that he's going to get some people to side with him, and they're going to have no idea where he's going with it. That's the thing about him being, because that's how he does it. That's how he does this.
I think you're making a generalization.
What are you talking about?
I think you're just making a generalization because you're trying to. What you're trying to say is that it's the same shit every fucking week.
Well, maybe I am saying that, but maybe I'm also willing to yield my expertise to someone with far greater expertise on the topic of your favorite show of all time and still favorite show, Frank, Big Brother. Joining us now, Indie Mike. He is the biggest enthusiast of Big Brother that you're going to find. And you invited him on the show because I guess
did,
you have a bone to pick with him.
I want to discuss Big Brother with him.
Mike, are you there, buddy?
Yep, I'm here, Ken. How you doing?
Doing all right, Mike.
What's up? Mike.
Hey,
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, buddy? Thanks for calling in. Listen, Mike, I'm at the point where I'm thinking about boycotting this entire season. I'm so fed up with these reality shows bringing back former contestants.
Just hold on, dude. Mike is going to hold it down as HOH. Seriously. You have no idea what he's going to do. Nobody knows.
Mike who?
No, Ryan, dude. Ryan's HOH. Well,
that was three seasons ago. Jordan's had HOH this season right now.
Yeah, but everybody calls him Ryan on the 24-hour feed. See, that's what you don't know if you don't watch every minute of it. Anyway, Indy Mike, you know, do you feel the same way as Frank does as far as Big Brother goes this year?
Wait,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you dick.
Let me finish my point.
You fucking dick.
You know what it is, Mike? This is what happens. You have these they call the people who – the former guests, they're calling them veterans, and they're calling the ones who were on for the first season as newbies. And what happens is now these newbies are starstruck by former contestants. Okay, these former contestants call them, you know, think of themselves as fucking celebrities, especially that Rachel. She thinks of herself as a celebrity because she's referring to the newbies as being fans of hers. I think when you bring, go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. You go right ahead, Frank. You're on a roll.
Last summer was one of the best seasons for me of Big Brother, and every single person on there was a new person. Okay, why is Julie Chang bringing these old people back? Because it's obviously what's going to happen is these newbies are going to be picked off one by one, and it's going to be a show like it was from remind us as a show of a past seasons. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I apologize.
Would you have liked it better if Evil Dick had disappeared before the show really even started?
If Evil Dick what?
If Evil Dick had actually made it to when the live feeds kicked on instead of having to leave early, would you have liked it then, or do you think that would have...
I don't think they should bring... First of all, not only should they not bring back any former contestants, but the gall to bring back former contestants who already fucking won! I mean, Evil Dick won.
Yeah, but think about it. If Evil
all the hundreds of thousands of people trying to get on the show, Mike, and they bring back people who already won? It's a bullshit.
No, it's not, Frank. Because you sound like someone who's tried out for the show and hasn't made it. Because you're kind of like a hater right now to people like Evil Dick, who honestly, when they get HOH, like,
they're not
fucking
even on the show, you dummy.
They dominate. But if he were to get HOH, he would fucking run the table, and, like, you wouldn't even know. Like, no one would know. They had no clue what was going on. And he would just run the fucking table.
Mike,
and
what's your take on the bringing back the former contestants? Are you into this season, or what?
I've been okay with it, but, yeah, it's starting to get sad that, as you say, the newbies they're just too afraid to step up and you know, join forces against the veterans, so... they're getting picked off one by one,
you have these people who were starstruck,
Shelly and, you know, the two weird votes this week were Shelly and Khalid, both wide and both did a great job of covering it up, and they kind of both kind of hitched their wagons to the veterans, and it'll get them a little bit further than maybe if they'd gone the other way. I mean, but just wait and get through it. They've got this golden key they've thrown at it, so they can't all get picked off. And we think they're going to bring back.
It may take them a little further to side with the veterans, but it's not going to take them all the way, Mikey.
Can I ask you something real quick? I mean,
yeah.
as an expert of this show, would you say that maybe Frank is overreacting and not really giving it a chance, and maybe not really waiting like for what will unfold once we see truly what Ryan's going to do with HOH?
Well, I think it starts. The issue starts with Frank saying last year was one of the best. It was considered by a lot of people to not be nearly one of the best. So I'd have to question his authority on the whole Big Brother thing.
Excuse me. I don't think I like your tone. Number one.
Last season really sucked as far as people are concerned.
I mean, and Frank, first of all, you're kind of talking out of school. We do. I mean, Mike is the webmaster of ILoveBigBrother.com.
Mike, is there any inside information on why Evil Dick left?
No.
Nobody has any ideas. See, that's the beauty of it.
He had a friend who needed him. That's all we know, and that's all he said, and that's his story, and he's sticking to it, and he's coming back.
Yeah, right. He's like H-O-S. He's like the head of the show right now. Nobody has any idea where he is or why he's gone. It's part of his fucking strategy.
Now,
I wonder if Evil Dick is in some kind of an alliance with Ryan.
I don't know. I haven't heard all about Ryan, so he may or may not be. If he is, he's doing a very good job keeping it quiet.
And the new, and I hate using the word newbies, because at what point are they not newbies anymore, okay? They're just, mm-hmm. They start this game at a disadvantage, and I feel sorry for all of them. I feel sorry for them because they start this game as a disadvantage. Let everybody start equally. Bring everybody who's fresh and new. I don't mind you bringing
Frank,
back
the show isn't fresh and new. Listen, do you get that? The show is done.
I don't mind if they bring back former contestants, but bring back all the former contestants in one show, like a best of. Don't mix and mingle.
That next year.
Yeah.
Pardon?
They may do that next year.
Yeah, they might do that next year. Can I ask you guys, how many seasons has it been? This is a quiz for Frank, someone who doesn't really know.
Well, to be honest with you, I only started watching in the fifth season.
Oh,
so
I see.
I how many seasons
I'm going to have to defer to Mike. Mike, how many
this
seasons?
This is the 13th season, 12th year.
All right. So at what point do you say, I've pretty much seen all the show has to offer. I'm going to call it a good couple seasons, and I'm not going to watch it again. What is there that's so appealing that can keep people watching this fucking show? Is there any of the structure of the show that does it, or is it purely just, this is a zany character, and wait till he gets power, he'll do some things you'll have no idea. What's the appeal?
The reason that I watch it, and this is what I always say, is I like to watch because of those wonderful 24-hour feeds that you like to watch, Ken. You can watch. You can see what's going on in the house, what really happens, and then you get to watch the TV show and watch how they edit it down into a story, and it kind of just pulls the curtain away from all the other reality shows that you look at and think they're real and realize it's all editing, it's all semi-scripted almost. They weave stories and see all these fights that happen, and then get to watch how it's better. I mean, they've been in a Rachel. Presented as this popular, and I'll do the fight on the live feed. So check the stuff.
I don't know. I think your phone is one HOH, and I'm not quite sure what it's up to. But I'll figure it out at the next vote off or whatever the fuck it is.
Mike, tell me. I do not subscribe to the feeds. I never watch the feeds. I only watch the network program. That's broadcast.
That's another strike against you there, Frank. Okay, go ahead, yeah.
Whoa, okay. A strike against you, Frank. He said that
Excuse me?
That's a strike against you.
Let me tell you why I don't watch the feeds, Ikers. It's because I don't want to be disappointed. I don't want to know in advance what's going to happen. I want to be excited. I look forward to who wins HOH. I look forward to the who wins the stuff.
So you don't want me to tell you who's going home Thursday, because we already know.
You do not know.
You do not.
Tell
it's
me.
A live eviction,
Ikers,
my friend.
Ikers, don't tell me Ryan's going home, please.
Ryan is not going
eviction,
home.
I mean, he's HOH, for Christ's sake.
Every eviction is live.
What's that?
Every eviction is live. There's no way you could
know.
Frank,
who is Cassie, one of your favorites on Big Brother?
Why? Because Casey just typed that in the room there?
Yeah.
Is that why?
Cassie is the one that's going home.
No, Ikers, isn't every...
Ikers, is that correct? Is that correct?
I don't want to spoil it.
No,
Frank,
I want you to spoil it for Frank.
No. Yeah,
Cassie,
I want to ask
Cassie
Ikers, will be going home.
Cassie's going home. Cassie's going home, Frankie.
Mike, listen to me, Mike.
But she might come back. Yeah, go ahead.
How do you know this already? If the eviction is live.
Well, the eviction is live, but we already know how they're going to vote. They've already had the power of veto has been held. The ceremony was held yesterday. Adam and Dominic Saves, and so Ryan put up Kathy and Shelley in their place. And on Thursday, they're going to vote out Kathy.
What are you telling me this for?
You know, that's the bitch of it, Frank.
Oh, did I just spoil that for you? I'm sorry.
Come on!
Frank, why don't you just subscribe for one of the feeds, and then you'll watch it, you know, watch these people do things.
I don't, listen.
Instead of doing things.
I don't have the time.
Instead
to
of
watch
doing
the
things, you'll watch these strangers do things.
Mike, listen to me, Mike.
I can't tell you anything that happens after Thursday, Frank, though. I don't know any of that.
What happens up until Thursday? What's the last thing you know?
This is a predictable season.
I've pretty much said all everything that's going to happen up until Thursday.
So Cassie's out.
This is a predictable season.
Cassie's out. You didn't predict that shit.
That'll be live. She'll be voted out live on Thursday.
And the thing about it, Frank, is that you never predicted that Ryan would hold on to HOH so long.
That's true.
Mike, listen to me, Mike. Yep. Obviously, since we know this is a predictable, mundane season, you know you're pretty much – You figure that it's going to be one of the five veterans who's going to be in the final five, correct?
You mean it's going to win it?
Yes.
I don't know who's going to win it at all. It's very possible that one of these newbies could manage to pull
Celeste might come out with it, honestly.
Who is the most craftiest newbie you think it is?
I think
Dominic?
Celeste, by far. Celeste. Fuck Dominic.
Who's the most craftiest newbie? I'd have to say Shelley because everybody likes her. No one realized that she's one of the people that voted to kick out Keith last week.
Yeah, that's crazy. Imagine what these people would do with like real situations where like they have to vote people out of. Oh, that never happens ever, except for elections. I wonder if any of these people on reality shows vote. Like if they vote in actual situations where they could vote somebody off.
No, they have a lot of free time on their hands, and they can take out 3 months in the middle of the year to go into a house, though.
Yeah, it's usually the highest of caliber people that Frank dedicates an entire season to.
Mike, tell me what they have shown, what happened on the feeds that they've edited on television to make it look different. Is there anything in particular?
They'll try to make the vote look close. They'll try to make it look like, oh, it's going to be a close vote. It won't be a close vote. It's going to be Cassie. We know she's going. They make some of the challenges in the competition look kind of closer than they really are. You hear later about what a blow was, and they make it look kind of a little bit closer. They just keep the excitement going. You know, they lined up the voting. Last Thursday, they knew who was going to vote for who to be evicted. So they put them in the order so that the last two votes were the final two to toss out Keith. You know, that's how they make things different. They edit it to look differently.
Right. Frank, you're asking like with excitement, which leads me to believe that your whole angry fucking pitballish attack on the show was kind of just for naught, because you still are looking forward to it. You were genuinely upset when he told you what's going to happen.
I'll still watch.
Of course
I'll still
you will.
Watch.
You'll watch because anything they put out.
Mike is not – you know what? First of all, like I said, every eviction is live, so you may it's most likely going to be Casey or Cassie or whatever the hell it is.
Celeste.
But you're not 100% positive it's going to be her. You don't know if it's definitely going to be her because people could change their mind the day of the night of the eviction ceremony.
I just sure. I hope Dean doesn't win, to be perfectly honest. I'm not a big Dean fan.
Frank, if it makes you feel any better, there's talk that they may bring back one of the victims.
They're bringing back Preston?
Evil Dick left early.
Are they bringing Preston back?
Not sure. I haven't seen the names yet.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know, Frank. I don't see the appeal with the show. I did watch the first season.
What was your favorite reality show, Ken? Was there ever a reality show you enjoyed?
I liked any reality show featuring famous Black Queen New York on VH1. Except for the one where she was looking for a job, because honestly, how believable is that? The ones where she was looking for love and trying to date Flavor Flav, I really enjoyed those. Those are the ones I watched every episode of.
Okay.
I'll watch, you know what I've warmed up to is Cake Boss. I am officially 65 years old. I like Swamp People. I like to see them stack a rowboat full of goddamn alligators.
Are you into those pawn shows like the
hard pull them up, shoot them, shoot them? Oh, no, the pawn show. No, I don't give a fuck about. Oh, that's a good fucking Little People Schoolhouse, 1967. That's authentic. No, I don't give a shit about that. And you know, I hate. I was thinking about this, Ikers.
Yep.
Do they sell DVDs of the seasons like they do with all the other shows? Do they sell like the actual show after the year is up?
Big Brother?
Any reality show?
Well, I don't know about any. Yeah, some reality shows they do. I don't pay attention to that anymore. There's only like Big Brother. They sold I think season 3 and season 4. I can't remember which ones. You can get most of the shows, but I have.
I mean, I don't know how many commercial breaks there are in a given episode, but I think if you eliminate commercial breaks and all duplicate footage, you probably have 14 minutes of any show. Like, they show you the same fucking shit over and over again.
I think there's 22 minutes for each half an hour.
Yeah, but that's every
home remodeling show, too, for that.
Yeah,
matter.
But the minute they come back, like, they go to break, and like, oh, the fucking cake is gonna fall down! The chocolate is seized up! And then they come back from break, they're like, oh, the fucking cake is gonna fall down! Like, we just saw that. But then they show the easy resolution. Obviously, they want to keep you through the commercial breaks, but they have to edit them in parallel. Like, if you're gonna sell that whole fucking DVD, there's no break in it. That episode isn't going to have a commercial break on the fucking DVD. It's got to be a fucking... I wonder if they edit that so that they don't have that repeat again. That little summary after you've got done watching a Downy commercial. Get back to...
I'd probably say I don't have a copy to tell.
Interesting.
Sorry.
Well, maybe you should fucking get one. Okay?
I've got Amazing Race on DVD.
Well, do they do that? Because they always do the, oh, I can't reach the rope! Boo-doo-doo! And then they go to the fucking commercial about the toilet paper with no tube in it. And they come back, no, I don't know if I can reach the rope! And then he reaches the rope. And then he gets there. And they either win or they lose. And that's the beauty of it. I don't know. It's just fucking... What I like, Frank, since you wanted to dig at me, that you think I'm someone who doesn't enjoy reality show, I like competition reality shows, like a game show or like a Chopped. I enjoy those because, you know, there's a definite skill involved.
Mike, what is your second favorite reality show?
Amazing Race.
Now there's a new program called Expedition Impossible. Are you familiar with this?
Okay, I set my DVD to record it, but I haven't watched an episode.
Okay,
yet.
I got through the first episodes. I was bored to tears. Total bore. It's the same thing as Amazing Race. Same fucking thing.
Okay. Well, that I like, but that's me.
Right.
316-768-4472. We have a caller here. You're on with Indie Mike and Germ Freak, and we're talking about Big Brother and reality shows. Who's this?
This is Jeff from Foundry Music. How are you?
Jeff, how are you? You sound a lot different.
I'm sedated.
Why are you sedated? What happened to you?
I've been a lot of pain today, you know, the back and all. But, no, I was calling since you guys are discussing reality shows. From the limited information I have, word on the street is our good friend Dizzy Peach may be participating in her own reality show on VH1.
Now, Frank was telling me a little bit about this.
Yeah, I saw TMZ. I saw a picture her on there, but I really didn't know much about the show itself.
I have very limited information about it. Cam's basically a ripoff of Hooters, girls, big breasts, bar type situation. I wish I had more information on it, but, you know, if it works out, we may have a we have a good friend on television in one of our favorite new formats.
And I don't think that's our only one. I heard that there are talks. And I don't know if this is something that can be spoken about, but Pat Firmanaki was telling me that he might have some kind of a deal going on.
Oh, yeah. I think he mentioned something like that, a competitive food reality show, which I think would be fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that True Life they did on competitive eaters. And, you know, I had some preconceptions about who these people were. But when I saw the Japanese fellow with the stomach muscles and he was in relatively good shape but still put down all that food, I was kind of shocked. I didn't realize there was an actual athletic component to the whole thing.
I mean, every time you saw like an eating competition in a movie in the 80s, it was always like the guy named after a woods animal in a frat that would do it, like some guy named right. Moose or Ox. And they would fucking house everybody.
Some guy in flannels and a trucker's cap.
Yeah, but I mean, after years of the hot dog competition, I mean, the obvious thing is that there is some kind of technique to this, and being Japanese helps. That's what we found out.
It's weird. I don't know exactly what happened with Man vs. Food.
The guy was turning his liver into fucking pate.
It's Man vs. Food Nation, I think.
It used to be Man vs. Food, Frank. I know that you love to be right and get people, but...
No, it used to be Man... Now it's Man vs. Nation.
Yeah,
Food
but
Nation.
The thing is, Frank, when before the little trigger word sparked your mouth to speak, he said, "I don't know what happened to..." Indicating that it was in the past. Now, I know you love to get all over people for misspeaking and mistyping and obviously mistweeting.
No, I wasn't. It wasn't anything against Jeff. I'm saying.
No, I fucking jumped out there.
I saw advertising.
It's Man vs. Food Nation.
No. It's called Man vs. Food Nation now.
Frank, don't fucking.
I honestly hope it's something medically related that is preventing him from. I hope it's something that
is
debilitating and painful, and will shorten his lifespan some. Because
you can say what you want about him, but he's got the dopest show on TV.
Oh, that's the response I got from him. It was even. You could say what you want about him, but does he have the dopest show on TV? When I replied to him about Pat's accomplishment that, by the way, Adam Richman was unable to do, Adam Richman got a little bit defensive, decided to take Pat down a notch, saying that he said
to admit that he's not a professional.
He said that he said Jesus Christ. Yeah. Sorry, he said that. But does he have the dopest show on TV? And he said that before Pat had a chance at having the dopest show on TV. So I can't wait to unearth that tweet when Pat is a reality star. Thank you. Thank you.
And basically trounces on all of his records.
Yeah. Anyway, what's your opinion on Big Brother? Obviously, we have Indie Mike here on the line. I hate it.
I've never seen an episode.
Thank you.
And to be honest, I don't understand Frank's fascination with it, considering how little he cares about the rest of humanity.
Frank loves to observe. If you noticed when Frank used
to
be on,
he loves to observe, but he never goes out and observes people in their natural habitat.
So yeah, that's exactly why he
needs to be from the comfort of his home.
That's why he loves Big Brother. Doesn't have to leave. He can always still snoop and see. Oh, the HOH, the challenges. Oh, the voting.
Is that what it is, Frank? The sort of sterile connection to humanity that Big Brother provides you, not having to get down and dirty and actually meet people and go out and have a good time?
No, I just enjoy watching it.
Frank, let me ask you this. If you ran into if you ran into one of these people from Big Brother on the street, would you feel starstruck? Would you feel like you're meeting a celebrity?
I'm not starstruck by anybody.
Would you feel like you're meeting a celebrity?
Absolutely not.
So
I'd spit on
him. Do you feel starstruck by anybody? What about Ed McGrath?
That's true. Case in point. Jeff, thank you very much for calling in, buddy. I appreciate
that.
So, Indie Mike, you couldn't win Jeff over. Can't win me over. I don't like the show. I hate it. But for those of you who do enjoy it, you can go to ilovebigbrother.com. Is that correct? Is that the website? Or did he hang up? Where the fuck?
Did I just hang up on both of them? I think I hung up on both of them. Oh, well. I think it's ilovebigbrother.com. That's the website to go to. Frank, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, interesting. Can you speak into the fucking mic, please?
Yes!
Why are you getting so fucking feisty?
I'm not talking into the fucking mic.
I'm not the one that has an anus that can't feel a fucking Preparation H applicator.
I have to use my finger now.
You know what you should do is share that with the world, Frank. Maybe, I don't know, maybe through video conferencing, perhaps. Maybe you should download ICU2. Go to ICU2.com. First to the game, motherfucker. ICU2, it's the software platform where you can be face-to-face with anyone from any place. Not like Google Plus at all. Nothing like that. Not like PalTalk. No. Simply download ICU2 to your Windows PC. It's free to try. Okay? It's free to try. And it's a small, close, friendly community where you download it and you'll get to know people. They go out on goddamn trips, they have conventions, and they're award-winning fucking software. Video conferencing, Frank, it is the crest of the wave we're riding right now. The crest of the technological goddamn wave is video conferencing, and ICU2 is somewhere behind the forefront, just a couple paces behind, okay? ICU2.com. Come on, Frank. Come on, you bitch bastard. Hey, Frank, I was thinking about you today. What the fuck just happened? What just happened to you? Can you speak?
Yeah, there was a gnat.
Into the mic.
I'm into the mic. There was a gnat and I was trying to kill it. And then another gnat went in my ear.
Wait, so you mean the flies? You have a couple of flies in there, you said.
The flies have given way to gnats.
So do you still have flies, or do you just have gnats?
No, I just have gnats now. And no matter how many gnats I kill, they still keep coming and back.
So you have a fucking, like a locust cloud of gnats?
I have a gnat problem.
Why don't you just get an exterminator or spray Raid or something?
I bought Prozap insect guard.
I can't wait for the day where it's just you sitting in a beekeeper's mask down there. or just with draped mosquito netting over your two computers and a stack of your files that you have. As the bugs just fuck. Like, eventually it'll be those huge, like, stick bugs with the 15 wings just landing on that netting. And you don't care because you're behind it. But eventually you're going to want a Nutter Butter. You're going to have to go upstairs, get some cookies. Have a snack. Frank, why haven't you taken care of this? It's literally been a month that you've had fucking bugs. You've had an infestation for a month.
Right. Because I called the exterminator up. I told him the situation. And he says, Frank, listen, I'll tell you what to buy. Just buy it. And so that's what I'm going to do. But I did procrastinate on buying it.
So you haven't done it yet?
I placed the order. It should be in any day now.
God damn it. A month? When did you place the order?
Like Thursday.
Yeah, because I want to let you know I'm following both infestations on Twitter. Someone has created Frank's Flies and Frank's Gnats.
Yeah.
On Twitter. And I love the response time on your peril. That people love to just take your plight and turn it into their own personal amusement. And I really enjoy that. The fact that we have a listener named was Frank's Skin Tags, and that's all we know him by. I mean, we know his real name, but that's every online name he goes by is Frank's Skin Tags.
Right. It's an homage.
Did you ever get rid of those?
They just keep coming back. It's just like a fucking potato. You know, they just there's no.
How it's like a potato? What the fuck are you talking?
It's like
about?
A bag of potato chips. You take one off, and they keep coming back.
No, it's not how they work. Otherwise, you'd never buy more chips. How is it like a bag of potato chips? Please explain that. You take one and then they come back?
Well,
so you can never deplete a bag of chips because that's bullshit. I've seen you eat
You know
them.
How when you take a potato chip, you got to constantly – you can't take just one. You got to go back and back. Well, with the skin tag, you take one and you got to take another one. There's no stopping it.
Yeah. Frank, that we'll file that.
I'd like
that.
To get your opinion on two things, though.
Okay.
There's two things that are sweeping the nation.
Wait, they're what?
There's two things that are sweeping the nation.
Sweeping the nation.
No, what's becoming very big now is red velvet cake. Are you a fan of red velvet cake?
You know what? I can't do it all the time. I can't have it every time I eat cake. I can't. And you know what? I agree with you. I've never had a red velvet cake until I was in my mid-20s. And now everywhere you look, they're offering red fucking velvet cake.
What is the flavor of it? Is it cherry? What is the flavor?
How about you just have a slice?
I had it, but I can't decipher what the flavor is.
You know, I don't even know. I really don't know what the fuck it is. And I went to a place. Amanda's obsessed with this fucking this yogurt shit. Like, have you ever had Pinkberry?
No.
There's a place very similar to it in Hamilton, New Jersey, called Yogurtland, which it's like Pinkberry, where you get like soft serve frozen yogurt in a couple flavors, but it's not like Pinkberry in that you can basically serve yourself. Do you follow? Mm-hmm. It's a buffet line to assemble your own soft serve. Frozen yogurt with toppings. So you get a bucket and you walk up. When you walk into this place, Frank, they give you three little like little ketchup paper cup size things, and they say, "Go ahead and sample. Go find out what you like." And so you get them, and there's like 12 flavors, and you want to try them all, but you only have three cups. So what a lot of people do is they just fill it up, and they squeeze it into their mouth, and they fill it up again. And then they squeeze that into the mouth and they fill it up again. And sometimes that little cup touches the tip.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus.
Does that bother you?
No, because it's delicious. And the reason I bring this up is because they have a fucking red velvet flavor yogurt. And that doesn't even taste like anything. I don't know what the fuck it tastes like. I'm sorry. Steve the LARPer is saying. And by the way, when I say someone is saying something and they're not called in, that means they're in the chat room. There's a lot of new people listening. If you've downloaded this, you can check out the show live. I'm going to say every Tuesday night, despite the fact that Frank's a cocksucker and demands a papal bull to know that I'm not doing a fucking show. Do you even know what that is, a papal bull?
It's a religious thing.
No. Well, I mean, somewhat. Anyway. Yeah, he's in the chat room on heroestalk.com, where everybody is Tuesday night. Anyway, he says it's like a buttermilk flavor. That's what he's saying it is, like a buttermilk flavor with just red dye. So that's what it is. And this is why are you noticing this? Where did you see it?
I see it everywhere.
Where? Where? I need names.
Well, you'll see it at a restaurant. You know, they'll advertise, special red velvet cake or somewhere. I always see it.
No, that's like
I never heard of red velvet until a year ago.
It's like a fucking Duncan Hines box cake flavor, or like a cupcake shop would have that. What restaurant are you going to where they just will give you like a
whatever.
Red velvet
cake? It could
cake.
Be a diner. It could be whatever.
Okay, don't call a diner a restaurant.
It's diner restaurant. It usually says on the sign, just, diner restaurant.
It's a diner.
Steaks, chops, and seafood.
It's a fucking diner. I'm of the school that would say a diner is not a restaurant. You can't call it a restaurant.
You know what? Let me tell you something. The word diner connotated those aluminum platinums, those aluminum, not aluminum, but
diner
those,
car. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. You see how I just summed that up really?
Yeah, you're
fucking
a fucking
quick?
Genius.
You know what? You are a piece of shit. I'd love to. I honestly want to and pierce you with something.
I'd like to get your opinion. We've talked about most fast food restaurants. We've never talked about this one. I'd like to get your opinion on it. Boston Market. What's your opinion of Boston Market? Because I've been hooked lately.
Let me tell you something about Boston Market. I love it.
Really?
I love it. Absolutely love it. And you know why I love it now? Even more than ever? They offer all kinds of sauces. And you could steal some if you really want. No. But they changed it up. I mean, it's fast, but it's kind of like real food is why it's good. Like, you could get a quarter of a fucking chicken. It's not a compressed patty. You see it spinning on the fucking little sweaty spit machine they have back there. They have, I like the red potatoes.
You know what their sides are all about then.
I've eaten there a few times.
I'm hooked on their chicken salad.
You go there and get the chicken salad.
I'm hooked on their chicken salad. And I'll tell you what's up.
Wait, when you say chicken salad, you're not talking about like leaves with slices of chicken. Are you talking about like that
chicken mayonnaise with mayonnaise?
That gloppy shit? That
yeah.
Sometimes they'll serve it with an ice cream scoop and it just looks like rotten ice cream.
Do you remember in high school they would give you the mashed potatoes with a fucking ice cream scoop?
Yeah, and then there'd be the one joker who tried to pretend it's ice cream. And obviously it wasn't. It's not melting, asshole. It's flaky. And they were always like fucking gross. You know what? I look back fondly on school lunch, but when you fucking really think back, there wasn't one redeeming thing about that fucking entree. That entire menu was fucking flawed. I'm really going to need a frozen pizza with chocolate milk and then go play in gym and go run around and fucking stir that up.
I know, it's an awful combination.
Have to take the little wooden block pass and leave the classroom for what they told me should only be 3 minutes, but god damn it, I just stirred up a fucking pepperoni pizza smoothie in my fucking bowels, and I need to expel it, and it's going to be at least 5, teach. Sorry. Yeah, it's not good. Water? Was water really that bad? Could you just give me a cup of water? Has to be milk?
Yeah, back when I was in high school, there wasn't even an alternative for water. You got water from the water fountain.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm sure they have that. I remember I thought I was riding high on the goddamn hog when they had a soda machine in high school. I thought, well, now here's something I could get behind. I could have a Nestea instead of that fucking chocolate milk. Or instead of being the little creep kid who gets the skim, the fucking skim milk. Like, honestly, what are you doing? Who are you trying to be better than? Getting the little blue box of milk, you fucking rotten bastard. I don't think you could touch a Sloppy Joe, though. When's the last time you've had a Sloppy Joe? And I'm not talking about like the real one. I'm talking about the can of meat and sauce that just dissolves a hamburger bun.
Maybe about 6 months ago.
Wait a minute. Where do you get them?
Donna made it.
Jesus. See, I told you. You know what? When I was spelling out that scenario, that laying out that scene that you were going to have invite me to, I said she would make up some kind of fucking slurry with
I don't care
chopped meat. You don't like it, right?
No, I don't like it, manwich.
Oh, man. Yeah, manwich isn't the right shit. See, I think, I don't know what they did, but it wasn't a brand. It was just like they had leftover shit, so let's just let it stew overnight. Then they scrape the inch-thick skin off it and turn that into fucking taco meat the next day. And then they served whatever was underneath it as Sloppy Joe's. They never let anything go to waste there, Frank. I wanted to know, Frank, have you ever in your life been in a port-a-john, a port-a-potty, a port-a-san, whatever you call it?
That's a good question. In my entire 41 years.
Yeah.
I'd have to say I have, but do I remember? No.
You don't remember what it looks like on the inside?
No. I know what they look like on the inside, yeah, but I don't remember physically being in it.
Do you think that you could lock yourself in one for 5 minutes?
As some type of bet?
Not even that. Maybe just to go in there with a camera and just observe. And like just kind of note everything you're feeling and the things that you're seeing. Because for those of you who don't know, and I don't know who could possibly not at this point, but Frank has an issue with human feces that is not his own. He doesn't like germs. He doesn't like filth. And what I'm wondering is, when he sees those, he sees, what do you see? When you see one of those on the side, do you see, oh, that's a port-a-john, there's no way I'd go in that.
I see disease.
You see disease.
See is disease.
I see. Well, if I really had to go, I could use that. And I have.
If I really had to go, I go outside.
I got news for like last summer. There was a parade at fucking at Amanda's house. We were too far away from her house, and I had to go. And there were no businesses nearby. It was just some main street and like office buildings that were closed. But I noticed that there was like the little strip of port-a-johns, and I had to shit. I made do, Frank.
You shat it?
I shat in it. And they had a little sink and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been in one with a sink.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was like it wasn't like a running water thing. It had like a Purell pump.
Okay.
In there. And I kind of did my business.
I'm going to bet most people don't use it.
I would have to say they do. Keith Fu says it's a urinal, not a sink. No, like they had like a little thing by the back where your back should be by the front door, which was like a little cutout to catch the fucking germ shit that was coming out of the spray. I would love somebody to make the mistake of the urinal part as being a sink. The water's off! Oh, wait, if you just reach a little bit. I got my fingertips wet. God damn it. Well, what I want you to do, Frank, is the next time you see one, I just think this would be an interesting study. As someone who would never in any sane or even insane mind use one, I want you to go in there with a camera and just document what you feel as you're in there, what you see, what you smell, and just be in there for a minute maybe take a once around the outside and then post that on YouTube somewhere. I think that you should do this, and it might be therapeutic for you, and it would be fucking entertaining for us. Just see the places that you would never consider going into. And go in there, armed with your wipes and your Purell and whatever else would make you feel comfortable, and just take your camera and film. Do you think you would ever do this? Is this something you'd ever do? Or am I just really taking a long shot here?
See, it couldn't be in a place where there could be people lining up at the door. It had to be a place where nobody's using it. It can't be like at a carnival or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because then people are going to be knocking at the door saying, hurry up already. You know what I mean?
That would make you nervous?
Of course.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would have to be at least something that was used so that we can get the full effect of it having been a real one.
I think in the last Jackass movie, I think Steve-O was in a port-a-john, and they lifted him up like a slingshot, and they did you see that?
Yeah, they put him on like a really extreme frog hopper type thing, which fucking went up and down.
And then shit got all over. Now, would you do that?
No, you fucking idiot.
But it doesn't bother you, though, so what's the problem?
What doesn't bother me?
Shit.
No, Frank, that's not... That you're misunderstanding. When I say someone's shit doesn't bother me, it doesn't bother me on the level that it bothers you. Like, you see shit that no one else could see. You sense shit being there that no one else would even think of. Do I mind that? No, I don't mind that there might have been shit there at one point. If it looks clean, I'll use it. Do I mind having shit fucking in my nostrils, in my eyes, all over my face? Yeah, I'd probably mind that, to be perfectly honest. I would never want that to happen, ever. But going into a port-a-john doesn't necessarily mean that you would want to join the fucking crew of Jackass and have them launch you from a crane. Are you not able to make that distinction, or is this something that you just said to me?
No,
funny?
I could figure it out.
Good. Well, anyway, Frank.
I think it's about the cat to put the bottle.
It's the what?
The cat to put the bottle on the cap. To put the cap on the bottle.
Do you think we ended strong enough tonight?
No.
Really?
No.
I mean, I was really kind of hoping that we did. But I think we did.
All right, well, you go with that.
I need to know for sure.
You need reassurance.
I'm going to call my buddy. He'll let me know. He always does. And Did we end strong tonight?
I'm sorry?
Did we end strong tonight?
No.
God damn it. Thank you. Thank you very much. See?
I told you.
Well, I should have believed you. But, you know, Frank, sometimes, honestly, admit this. You have been wrong.
Jesus.
You have been wrong, okay? Well, anyway, thank you very much, Frank. I appreciate you being a part of the show. Thanks very much to Indie Mike. Go to bigbrothergossip.com. I think that's bbgossip.com or iLoveReality.com. And also thanks to Jeff from Foundry Music. Thanks to you for listening to this and telling your friends about it. And also, thank you in advance for clicking like on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe. Plug. And as always, after the live show, Tuesday nights, Chat Roulette. I'll be singing songs to strangers. Take care and have a good evening and a good week and a good fucking life if you never listen to this, you fucking cunt. Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say? I didn't think so.